Hey, this is Greg Sanders. Thanks for listening today. It's our hope that this message will help you connect to God, grow in His Word, and serve the kingdom in a greater capacity. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
Today we are celebrating Family Christmas. And here's what I know is that every family celebrates Christmas differently. I'll never forget the first Christmas Megan spent with me. She walked into to our family and she said, "Where's the stuffing?" And the first time I spent Christmas with her, I walked into her family and I said, "Where's the dressing?" Different families, different traditions. And so I know today this may be different for you. If you're joining us for your very first time, this might be a little bit different Sunday. But we're going to spend a few moments and in a few minutes on honoring people that serve around the church. We do this one Sunday a year, and this happens to be that Sunday. I was looking through the notes. Last year on this Sunday, I stood up here and I said something like this. Last year at this time, I said, "I'm happy to celebrate that we have 150 people serving around the church." And we all went crazy about that. You remember that? Could we go crazy again? Because this year, at this time, we're going to celebrate a few of the 200 people we have serving around the church. Amen. So thank you for making this a serving church. Thank you for serving around our community. And it happens in so many different ways. Some of it has happened because you've signed up to help in hospitality. You've signed up to help in youth ministry and kids ministry and on the worship team. But there's other places where you didn't sign up. Like this past week, Miss Vicky and Miss Luann just helped love on a family this week through a funeral. Thank you, ladies, for and everyone that just, you know, your name's not on a sign-up sheet for that. You just did it. But that's serving. Others, we had a ladies group just take over resupplying the kitchen with new towels and all that kind of stuff. Just saw a need and did it. That's serving. So we want to celebrate some of that God is doing around the church this year. So a few minutes, we're going to be celebrating some people, and that's why we're doing that. We want to keep saying thanks to God and thanks to His people that are serving God this Sunday. So that's what we're doing. But, you know, I know that maybe you're trading gifts this week or next week. You're going to be trading gifts around Christmas, and we're going to be giving some gifts in a few moments. And do you ever ask yourself this question, why do we give gifts at Christmas time? Where did it start? I mean, we know that the Bible says, "Unto us a son is given." Obviously, Jesus is a great gift to us, but when did people start giving gifts to God, and when did people start giving gifts to one another? One of the answers to that I want to look at in Matthew chapter 2 this morning. We're going to read about the famous people at the nativity scene and most of our nativity scenes. We're going to have a spoiler alert in just a moment. But some people that were known as the wise men or the magi. I might refer to them later on this service as the wise guys. And we got some wise guys around our church all the time that I'm referring to. But this is a different set of wise guys. In Matthew chapter 2, here's what the Bible says. "Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we've seen a star in the east and we've come to worship him.'" Let's pray. Father, just like those wise men in days gone past, we've come this morning to worship you, to worship Jesus. So I pray that today, in the next minutes of time, that our hearts will come to you fresh and new, and that we'll worship you fresh and new. And we give you thanks for that. And everyone said amen. So these wise guys, these wise men, if you're reading your Bible, you're reading the Christmas story, it's almost like they just appear out of obscurity. I mean, where do they come from? We know where the angels came from, right? The shepherds, we know where they came from. The angels appeared for them and they told them that, hey, go and you're going to find Jesus. But what about these guys? There's no heavenly voice that speaks to them that we know about. There's no angels that appear to them, as we talked about last week. They just kind of show up, and we don't really know a whole lot about them. But we're going to talk about them this morning for a few minutes, because I believe you're going to discover that those wise men have some things in common with us. For one thing, those wise men were some of the first non-Jewish people are some of the first Gentiles that came to worship Jesus. Most of us fit in that category this morning. Most of us are not Jewish by our physical heritage, but they didn't just come to worship Jesus. They were actually some of the first people to tell others about the birth of Christ, the first others to invite someone else to celebrate Jesus, as they told Herod, hey, we're here to worship Jesus who was born, the King of the Jews. And they realized and they remind us that Jesus was not just the Savior of one nation. Jesus is the Savior of the world. And I think there's three things these wise guys, these wise men can teach us this morning. And we're going to start down this path, and we're going to switch to opening some gifts, and we'll finish the message at the end. And then we're going to celebrate and worship together. So that's why we had a short version of worship at the beginning, because we're going to conclude with worship today. But the first thing that these wise men, that I believe can teach all of us and make us wiser, is this truth, is that we need to pass on our faith in Jesus. Wise people pass on their faith in Jesus. These wise men appear out of nowhere. Now, let me just do a pop quiz on you this morning. Where did the wise men come from? The East, all right? Well, how did the wise guys know to show up in the first place? They saw in a star, but how did they know to even recognize that this star is pointing me towards a Savior? Someone said because they're wise. But even a wise person has to get their wisdom from somewhere, right? So how did they know that when they saw this star that was something like nothing that they'd ever seen before, how did they know my response should be not just to follow it? Remember, because they weren't just following some random star to see where it led. They were following this star for one specific reason, because they knew that that Jesus had been born. They knew the Messiah had been born. How did they know to do that? I want to tell you how they knew to do that. Because someone had passed on their faith. Well, who? Who passed on their faith to these wise guys? How did these people who were from a place called Media and Persia, somewhere that was outside the Jewish family, the Jewish tradition, how did these strangers know that when this star appeared, this is a sign for me to follow? Well, I want to tell you how I think they knew how. See, about 600 years before Jesus was born, and some of you are thinking, man, this is going to be a long story, 600 years. 600 years before Jesus was born, the Babylonians, who make up the Medes and the Persians, came and they invaded Jerusalem. And when they invaded Jerusalem, they took some captives back home with them. And they renamed these captives some pretty strange names. One of their names was Belshazzar. But his Jewish name was what? Anybody know? Daniel. Some other of those guys' name was Meshach, Shadrach, and all the kids said? Abednego. Yeah, so you're paying attention when Pastor Dave teaches. And just for knowledge sake, let me just ask you a question, see if you're paying attention. Where were these wise guys from? The East. They're from a place called Media. They were Medes. And Daniel and these four, his friends, his three friends, they were taken to a place called Media. Matter of fact, if you're reading the book of Daniel, you're going to find out there's this king that actually loved Daniel. His name was King Darius. He was the guy that wanted to rescue Daniel from the lion's den, but he couldn't do it. And the Bible says this one thing about King Darius. He was you want to guess? He was a Mede. And in Daniel chapter 5, the Bible says, y'all don't go to sleep on me, hang on with me. In Daniel chapter 5, the Bible says that Daniel was put in charge of all the astrologers and all the teachers of the kingdom. And yet here we are 600 years at the birth of Jesus, or actually shortly after the birth of Jesus, these wise men came from a place called Media. How did they know to be looking for a star? I'll tell you how I think they knew. Because 600 years earlier, there was a man named Daniel who began to disciple this group of unbelievers, this group of people that were outside of the preferred class of God's people, the Israelites. But he began to tell them such scriptures and teach them such things as Numbers chapter 24, when it says they're going to be a star that comes out of Jacob, not right now, but later. And Daniel begins to teach them enough that when they see this star 600 years later, they know this is the Messiah that's been promised to us. How did they, 600 years after Daniel would have been telling them about the Messiah and the coming of the Messiah, how did they know to be watching for this star? It was because someone said, generation after generation after generation, I'm going to teach my family about this faith in a coming king that I've heard of. And the first thing these wise guys tell us this morning is they teach us to pass on our faith. And I want to challenge every grandparent, every parent, and every person today to this Christmas season, let's be wise like these men were and pass on our faith and pass on our search of always seeking a Savior. Amen? Second thing I want us to learn today is that we serve a generous God. I want to say it again. We serve a generous God. And the second thing these wise men teach us is how to be generous. The Bible says wise men came from the east. They followed a star. Apparently their star disappeared for a moment because they went from following a star to asking people for help. They asked King Herod, where is the one who was born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star and we've come to worship him. And Herod knew nothing about him. But the Bible tells us that they found Jesus. He wasn't still in a manger. There's three things that you may think about the wise men that you may have wrong. And you don't have to go home and change your nativity scene. But three things about these wise guys that might help you in knowing that God's a generous God is, number one, there was more than three of them. Right? You don't have to change your nativity scene, but there was more than three of them. And most of your nativity scenes, when I was a kid, I was in a nativity scene. I was a king one time, which I love being a king because he never has to talk. You just stand there and you hold something like this. And it represents frankincense, gold, and what? Myrrh. Those are the three things that the wise men brought to Jesus. And most of the time we think this is what they did. There was three guys that brought three little gifts to give to Jesus. But think about it. What would give three strangers an audience with an evil king like Herod? Three wise men looking for a Savior would not get the attention of someone like Herod. He was so arrogant. He was so proud. He was so conceited. If they would have knocked on his door and said, hey, there's three guys out there and they got three little pots of presents that they're looking for some king, he would have said, they are crazy. Three guys. Who cares about three guys? But there was an entourage large enough with these wise men that when they said, this whole entourage out there is here to worship this king who's been born of the Jews, it was enough for Herod to say, wow, that is so many people and they are carrying so much stuff. We better listen to what they have to say. So I don't really believe that they walked in with three little gifts like this. I believe they walked in with camel loads of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Well, Pastor, why would you think that? Because in the Old Testament, in the book of Kings, it actually tells us about how you would come to worship a king. In 1 Kings chapter 10, it talks about when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. She came to test him with hard questions. And listen to this. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue of camels that bore spices, very much gold and very precious stones. Did you know the Queen of Sheba was from the same area that Daniel was from, or that was taken to? She was from the same area as these wise men came from. And that's how she approached a king. She didn't come with three little pots of little bitty stuff. She came with camel loads of things to present to Solomon. Because here's the thing. You didn't bring a gift according to who you were and your statue. You always brought a gift according to the statue and the reputation of the person you were coming to visit. And when these wise men came to honor the king, not, listen, get this. This is something a lot of people don't get. They didn't come to honor a baby who would become king. Listen, we are here, the one, listen, this is so huge. We are here to worship the one who was born king of the Jews. Jesus was king of the universe at his birth. That's why when we sing that song, Silent Night, it's actually theologically correct when it says, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. So they didn't come presenting little gifts like this. They came bringing humongous trunks and trunks of gifts. Gifts so large that it took camels to bring it. So this morning as we start to exchange gifts, there might be a gift or two that you think is sort of extravagant today, but I want to tell you, it's nothing as extravagant as what they gave Jesus that day. But here's the better news. There's not going to be one gift that you and I share this season that is as extravagant and as great as the gift that Jesus Christ brings to you and brings to me. Amen. And so today, we're going to celebrate Christmas. We're going to celebrate family. We're going to celebrate those who are serving, because everything that is done around this church is not done for the glory of people. It's done for the glory of God. And today, we want to celebrate how God has been displaying his glory through the assembly in 2019. Amen? So thank you and welcome to Family Christmas. And we want to start serving by, we want to start giving some stuff away. The best way I know to start a Christmas is by just giving stuff away. And so Pastor Dave is helping. Megan, Natalie, if y'all want to come over here. We're just going to give some stuff away right up front. And y'all can just give those to whoever you think needs a t-shirt. Yep. We're just going to start by giving some stuff away. Here you go, Pastor Dave. Let's give some of this stuff away real quick. Somebody needs some coffee cups. Addison's going to give away some donuts. Who doesn't have a coffee cup, says the assembly? Y'all need one? Y'all need one? Here you go. Have some shirts. Anybody need a shirt? So several months ago, we started talking about today, and many of you are already, you already know what's coming, because what we're about to do, this staff did not make happen. What we're about to do, all of our life groups in our church made happen. Several months ago, I've met with our life groups, and I just said, guys, this Christmas season, we want to take a few moments and celebrate those people who are honoring God with their life. And so we asked every life group to just look around the church and find someone that they see making a great impact for God through our church, and to select that person and just find a way to honor them. And we didn't ask them to spend X amount of dollars or not spend. We didn't go through any trouble to say, try to make everything equal. We just said, pick somebody and do something meaningful for them. And so everything we do today, is not a penny of it came out of the church's resources. It's all been done by life groups. So I just want to say thank you to every life group leader and every life group member for honoring people. And if you're part of a life group and are a life group leader, I want to ask all of our life group members and all of our life group leaders, will you stand right now, because you're really the ones that made today possible. If you're in a life group around the church today, amen. Awesome. Thank you, guys. And if you're not part of a life group this semester, we'd love for you to join one. We'll be starting back up right after New Year's. And so we're going to get right into honor a few folks. And the first person, the first couple actually we want to honor this morning, George and Darcy Cruz. I know Darcy's here. Yeah. I know George is having to work this morning, and Darcy, you just sit right here. Thank you so much for all you guys do. Darcy and George, they don't just serve in our church. They're serving in our community as well. Darcy heads up. It's part of a job, but I know it's also your heart for ministry, what you do outside the church. But a life group in our church just noticed that what you guys do. And this is what they wrote. It says, you both have touched so many lives by living out what Christ has put in your heart. It's a pleasure to see the joy of the Lord show through your acts of service. As life group leaders, it's clear that you're pouring into others. It's also encouraging to see all of you together in services, and you can see the sense of family in the groups that you lead. George tirelessly drives the church bus. He smokes meat for large church functions and encourages others. Both of you do this with your smiles. Both of them went on our missions trip, and thank God for them because they were the main ones that helped me speak to people that I couldn't speak to through interpreting. It's a great blessing. Ephesians chapter 5, here's a scripture they gave to you guys. It says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. And they gave you that scripture because they see you guys do that. And Megan and I see you guys do that over and over again. I just want to say thanks to you and George. You know, even on top of what's written, Darcy was in charge of getting the Christmas float together this year. And decorating the outside of the church this year, she was put in charge of that. And so many things that her and George have just taken by the hands and served the Lord with excellence. And so this particular life group, they just, I know you guys have a lot of stuff, a lot of business. You have kids that are awesome as well. But they wanted to get together and just give you guys a weekend getaway to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, and say God bless you and thank you for serving the assembly. We love you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Ooh, next. Whew. I want to invite up here Pasquale and Linda. Come on up. Woo-hoo. Pasquale, that's you. Come on, and your lovely bride. Come on up here. Look at them, so humble. Just kidding. Well, Pasquale, Linda, there's a life group that has noticed all that you do. And I want to share a little bit, too, what they wrote about you, because these are not our words. These are the words of people that have noticed how dedicated you are, how much you serve, how faithful they are to the church. But one thing you always notice, he's always smiling. Always smiling. I've never seen him in a bad day. If he is, he hides it really well. He's always willing to help. You turn around, he's willing to help. He's always there. The biggest thing is, his biggest gift, he says, is he just loves to encourage people. He just encourages. He encourages me every day. Every time I see him, he's like, David, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? You know, nothing. And he's always the same, man, you mentor me. You do all this. But you serve in so many areas. He's an usher. He's a greeter. He's our co-life group leader. He helps us teach on Wednesday night with the kids and beyond. It just keeps going on and on. You're just an awesome example, they said. Check that out. People have noticed that. You're an awesome example of Christ. Pasquale has a burden for the lost. He's always there, always talking about, let's reach the lost, let's reach the lost, let's reach the lost. They notice in recognition for your service and dedication to the assembly, we would like to recognize the love that you have for this church. So they have given you guys a gift card for $125 to wish you and the best Christmas ever and a scripture wall decor that you'll find inside that box right there. You want to open it up and show everybody? Come on, rip it open. Come on, throw the paper. Dylan would do that. There it is. Oh, thank them. I don't know who it was. It's just one of the life groups, and you know, the card might give it away, but let's see your wall decor. Well, we just want to thank you for your service and have a Merry Christmas. Come on, give him a round of applause.
I'd like to ask Kevin and Shelby Winford to come up. One out of four, that's good. Well, Kevin and Shelby are pivotal members of this church and do so many things in areas of ministry all over the place. And one of our life groups took notice of that, and they had a few words for you. They said, "We see your endless hours of sacrifice and unending love to our church, and we chose to show you that love to you and to your family. We know that you've sacrificed a lot, and we don't see everything, but we know that God does. Today, one of these life groups who sees you and sees how much you serve, they wanted to honor you. And so, inside of that gift bag, if you guys want to open it, there's a card. Inside that card contains a gift certificate for Cardinals tickets. May 31st, yeah. May 31st, Pirates at Cardinals. It also contains a gift card for you guys to have some money while you make your trip up there. I recommend Maggiano's. It's a wonderful restaurant. Get some tiramisu, especially. Yeah. But also, this particular life group wanted to let you know that that weekend that you're gone, they're going to take care of making sure that this church is Sunday ready. And so they wanted to show their love to you and honor you. And so thank you guys so much for your sacrifice, for your hard work, and for leading in service.
Thank you guys so much for all you do. You know, as they leave, I'll just tell you, you know, Kevin and Shelby, they're on our staff as well. They can't take care of all of our maintenance and cleaning around the church. But I tell you what, it's hard for me sometimes to differentiate. Are they doing this out of service or just because they're part of the team? Because everything they do is just coupled in the love of God. And it's so awesome. So wonderful. Hey, we want to keep going this morning. I want to ask Corey Clark to come forward. Where's Corey? And you can bring your bring Rochelle with you. Hey, don't come without Rochelle. She makes you look better. I wouldn't say that unless I loved you and it was true. Absolutely. Absolutely true for me. Man, a life group shows you, brother, and what they wrote about you is it's positive.
Embarrassing.
It's positive, and it's true. Let me start off with a scripture that I wanted you guys to hear. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love that you've shown him as you've helped his people and continue to help him. This morning was just like every other morning at the assembly. Before 90% of us got here, Corey was here welcoming people.
Do you rotate off the host team? Are you officially on every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday he's on. I don't know if it's official or not, but he's on every Sunday. That's right. When he's not on, he's still on. Here's what it said. A group chose you, Corey, because of your humble attitude, your infectious smile, caring personality, and your willingness to serve the church. Corey serves on the hospitality team and spends almost every Sunday greeting our members and our guests at the door to shake hands and partake in friendly conversation. His outstanding ability to brighten up our mornings and make our church a welcoming place shows. And that shows no matter what any of our jobs are. Not only does he serve on the hospitality team, but you'll see him helping out throughout the church the year through countless activities and events. His humbleness to serve the Lord is evident. He exudes the fruits of the Spirit, and we're lucky to have him as a member of our church. This life group has chosen to gift you a weekend to remember. It's a marriage seminar that you and Rochelle can go to. It was on April the 3rd in Little Rock, and all your expenses are paid for that. And also because they know you're is there a gift? Oh, it's right here in front of me. So you can start opening that. And because they know you're a recovering Dallas Cowboys fan, they have gifted you with some cowboy fan gear as well. And then there's one more gift in there that's just for Rochelle, and it's in a different back package that's for them. If we can't find it now, we can find it after service. But there's one more gift, Rochelle, it's just for you, because we know behind every person, every guy that's doing something great that's married, there's a woman helping him do it. There's one more special gift, just gift for you that you can open up later. But love you guys, and thank y'all for all you do for the assembly. Amen. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
The next family we would like to welcome up are Jeremy and Cassie Taylor, and Evan and Connor. Evan and Connor, y'all come up here too.
Come on, guys.
So the Taylors are really, really a tight-knit family. Where you see them, you'll see their boys. They're always with them. They're always here. If y'all have never seen this family right here, then y'all aren't looking. So anyway, these two serve every Sunday, either in kids' church. Cassie is always in kids' church. When we get there in the morning, she helps practice for our praise and worship in kids' church, even if she's not even working in kids' church that day. She is a preschool teacher for our amazing kids. Jeremy works in the sound booth. He's an usher. They greet. The boys greet. They're always, always, always here, and they're always willing to serve, and they have a heart to serve this church, and they love this church. And so our life group wanted to honor them this Christmas season. And so since they are such a tight-knit family, we got them a gift for the whole family. Here you go. So we picked out the gift that we were going to give them before I got the pleasure of spending my day with Cassie one day doing her hair. So we were talking, and I know that they love going to Magic Springs together, and she told me that they hadn't gotten passes this coming year for Magic Springs. So we got you some gold passes, and that takes care of everything that you could want to do at Magic Springs all year long, concerts and parking and whatever you want to do, and food and everything. And we also are going to take care of the boys going to camp this year. So
awesome.
They can go and experience Jesus. And we just We love y'all, and we think the world of y'all, and we're just so honored that y'all serve here at the Assembly.
Hey, Jeremy. You know, we were up here doing something this week. I think one of the greatest things that could be said about someone was, I didn't even know the connection, but someone just out of the blue kind of told me, she said, you know, the reason I'm in this church today is because Jeremy invited me.
Amen.
Wow. What an awesome. Thank you guys for all you do. And one thing I'll say is these folks that we're recognizing, I've discovered that they don't just serve well around the church, and they don't just represent Christ well around the church. I've discovered that you find them representing Jesus everywhere. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Amen.
The next people that we would like to recognize are some students from Velocity. First, if we could have Annalise come. It's going to take her a second. She's up there in the balcony. Also, if we could have Dylan Koski come. And then Landon Baker.
All right.
We'll wait for Annalise. She was up in the balcony.
Whoa, whoa.
So this year, our Velocity students, we separate into life groups when we have life group nights into three groups. We've got our 7th and 8th graders that are led by Shelby and Kevin. We've got our 9th and 10th graders that are led by Brandy and Eddie. And then our 11th and 12th graders that are led by Kelly and Jason Giorgini. And I asked each of our life groups to nominate two people that they would want to see honored. And I was really anticipating having six different names and having a wrestling match with those six names to come up with three. But in actuality, what ended up happening is when they nominated two names, we had three people all named twice.
Wow.
And so this is as unanimous as it gets as far as our students picking people who lead and serving. And so you guys are leaders. You're not just on our leadership team. Your peers see that you lead. Your peers see that you serve. And today we wanted to honor you guys. And so if you would please, Annalise, you can go ahead and open your gift. So what she has is a journal. But that journal is going to come really pivotal whenever you go on your missions trip. And inside of that card is a gift certificate. It's $100, redeemable whenever it comes time to go on your trip. You can let us know, and we'll make sure to send money towards your missions trip.
Awesome.
That you're taking next year. Landon, you can go ahead and open yours. Landon has socks.
Those are awesome socks.
Not one pair, not two pairs, but three pairs of socks. And, yeah, and inside yours, you also have a gift card. This is to Empire BMX. We know that you've been into BMX lately, and hopefully this will get you a little bit farther with some gear. And all of that is the paperwork for that gift card, so that way whenever you're ready to redeem it, you have all of the information that you need.
I know you love me.
It's not me. It's your peers, your life groups.
Thank you. I love you all. I don't care what I say about you.
And then Dylan, you can go ahead and open yours. Dylan got a gift card to Altitude. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, dude's going to have a whole lot of fun for several hours at Altitude, but he also got some Bluetooth earbuds, some pods.
There you go.
Yes.
Guys, we wanted you to know that we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So proud of you guys.
I am honored to do this this next one. Kate Spill, would you come on down? Your kids can come too. Josh, if you want to, you might as well. Come on down. Got to corral the kids. I want you to know what this life group said about you. They said, your hands are his hands, your feet are his feet, your love is his love. And they put Hebrews 6:10, God will never forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. It says, your life is an example of the love of God. Thank you for your demonstration of love for God and others. And I just want to tack onto that, that you do so much. I know you guys see her on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights, in a very present role on the worship team. But she is also a behind the scenes kind of girl. She does all of our Facebook, putting things out on our Facebook page. She helps whenever I have anything, I call her. She's one of my first calls that I make. And very few times have you ever said, I can't do that. And so she's just a help. She's a helper to me. She's a friend to me. She's a friend to anyone who knows her. And you are an encourager. And I appreciate just your striving towards excellence makes me be better. And I appreciate that. So this life group has gotten you. You can open your gifts there. You will see in your bag there, I don't want to list it off before you look at it, but you've been gifted with a journal, a ladies' spa package, and if you don't want that, you can just give it to me, a gift card for dinner and childcare, and a gift certificate from Advanced Nutrition Studio. And just know that your whole family is so appreciated and loved by us. And thank you guys just for all that you do as a family. We love you very, very much.
Wow. The next person we would like to bring up on stage today, because a life group out there has noticed something about this person, very, very, very special person. Let's invite Mary Murdershaw up. Woohoo! Oh, yes. Carrying a little baby. Precious. Well, a life group has definitely noticed you. And I'm sure more than just one, but this one really noticed a lot about you. And so they wanted to honor you today in this family Christmas. And so I want to read some things that they have wrote about you. And but it says here that this person our group chose to honor is someone that is so easily overlooked. She is. Unless you have a two-year-old. Then you see her every week, week after week. Wednesday night, Sunday, extra events. She's always here to do something, and that's just to love on these babies. And this person is so faithful in the nursery week in and week out. And when Jadwin was a baby, he cried every single time he was dropped off. In fact, he cried for 9 months before he ever happily went to the nursery. Once he did begin to go happily, he would only go to one person, Mary. Yep, this person would come and grab Jadwin from the parking lot, or come hunt me down in the sanctuary if she knew that he was there Mary was just always there. This person made this individual feel like it was okay to be a single dad and helped me feel more welcome at the assembly than she ever has realized just because of your servant heart. I'm not the only person whose lives that she has touched, but you have touched so many more lives, and that's just one example of the lives that you have touched here, Mary. You know, if you would ask anyone with a small child in our church, they will always tell you a similar story. And that's why it's our privilege to honor you here today. So this life group has really noticed how much you love and love these kids. And so you got an amazing little package there. And inside there's a lot of good stuff. There's, let's just throw it away. Just pull it and go crazy. You're supposed to go crazy at Christmas time. Oh, yeah. I can't really... Oh, yeah. Look at that nice coat. She's got a gift card in there. She's got cowboy personal cups. You got cowboy sunglasses. You got bracelets. You got Burt Bees gift set.
Wow.
You just got a lot of stuff. We thank you, Mary. Thank you for just loving on our church and our kids. Yeah, we keep the stuff. We'll just throw it behind the couch.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I feel like I almost feel like we have a theme going. Cowboy fans follow Jesus. Man. I guess it's because their football team not worth watching, so they just serve. And I don't know. Sorry. Y'all do know I really don't care either way about anything to do with that. So we're talking about family Christmas. We're talking about what can we learn from those wise guys that made the trek to give the first Christmas gifts. They were so focused on making sure. It took generations of people to make sure their expectancy, their faith in the coming Messiah would stay intact. I challenge you, let's make sure our faith in the Messiah stays intact. We talked about, and I hope you got this morning, we don't serve a God who gives good gifts, who gives small gifts. We serve a God who gives large gifts. They demonstrated by bringing their very best to Jesus. Then the third thing they teach us about Christmas, what I believe all of us should do this year during our family Christmas, whether you're a family of one or a family of two dozen, doesn't matter, is they teach us to worship Jesus. The Bible says they came before Jesus, the one who'd been born King of the Jews. The Bible says they bow down and they open their treasures to him and they worshiped him. And the greatest way I believe any of us can celebrate Christmas is to follow their example. Open up our treasures, the treasure of our heart, and worship him today. So I want to ask you, before we begin to worship him in song, I want to ask you, would you bow your heads this morning? And I want to ask you this question. Is there anything that would keep you from worshiping Jesus today? Is there any treasure of your life that you've not opened to him today? What I'm asking is, have you done what these wise men did? Have you bowed before God? Have you surrendered your heart to him? Have you made him the Lord and the leader of your life? If not, then I would challenge you today, give all of your life to Jesus. And when you do, you're going to discover a life that's beyond belief. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes to kill, but he said, I've come that you may have life and life to the full. We serve a generous God. We serve a God. Jesus came that you can have life abundant this morning. And today say, Pastor, I'm not following Jesus. I really haven't given him all the treasures of my life. I've been trying to hang on to this, hang on to that. But today I need to give Jesus everything. I need to make him my personal Lord and Savior. I need to start following Jesus. Listen, this will be the best Christmas ever. if when you celebrate Christmas, you're really celebrating it because you're a Christ follower. You've given your life to Him completely, like these wise men chose to do. We don't know whether it's 3 or 103, but they chose to honor Jesus. Would you choose today to honor Jesus with your life by giving your life to Him? If you've never done that today, I'm not going to single you out, but I would love to lead you in a prayer this morning. Say, Pastor, I'm not following Jesus my life, but I need to start. Would you just lift your hand real quick? That's me. I need to give my life to Jesus. Maybe for the very first time, or maybe your relationship with God's been dormant for decades, and today's your day to get things right with Him. Just lift a hand real quick. Amen. Well, let's stand together today, because here's the best way to celebrate Christmas. It's to do what these wise men did. We open our hearts, we open our treasures, and we worship Him. So let's pray together, and then we're gonna sing these two songs of the church, Christmas songs, together. Father, we love You. We pray that today that our lives would be lives that pass on our faith. I pray that our lives would be lives that celebrate the generosity of our Heavenly Father. As He's been so rich to us, let us be rich in mercy and grace to others. And Lord, let our lives be continual acts of worship. That this Christmas season, our lives will point others towards You. And that our lives will most definitely point our families towards You this Christmas season. Lord, help our family Christmas to represent You. In Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Greg Sanders, pastor of the Assembly here in Cabot. I want to say thanks for listening today. If you are ever in the Cabot area, we'd love to have you join us for a service. For service times, check out our webpage at theassemblycabot.com. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great day, and God bless.